Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that I want to talk with you about, something that touches so many families. When a child starts acting younger around their sibling, or when jealousy shows up between brothers and sisters, it can feel really hard. I see you. I know this can be exhausting and confusing, and I want you to know something important right from the start. You are doing beautifully, and your child is exactly where they need to be in their development. Let's talk about what is really happening when your 3 or 4 year old acts like a baby around their younger sibling, or when they seem mean or unkind. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me, because here is the truth. This is not a problem to fix. This is development unfolding exactly as it should. The magic book has taught me something wonderful about sibling relationships. Research shows that when children experience jealousy or regress to younger behaviors, their brains are actually doing something amazing. They are learning about relationships, fairness, love, and their place in the family. These emotionally charged moments between siblings, they are not problems. They are natural laboratories where your child is developing crucial social and emotional skills. Dr. Nina Howe and Dr. Holly Recchia, who study sibling relationships at Concordia University, have found that sibling jealousy in the preschool years is completely normal. In fact, these early relationship patterns are teaching your child how to navigate complex emotions, how to share, how to understand another person's perspective, and how to regulate their big feelings. When your child acts younger or shows jealousy, they are not being difficult. They are processing the profound reality that love is not a limited resource, that they are still special even when attention is shared, and that relationships can hold both love and frustration at the same time. Here is something else the research tells us. When parents respond to sibling jealousy with empathy rather than frustration, children develop better emotional regulation skills. When we help children understand that jealous feelings are normal information, not commands to act on, they learn to choose kindness over competition. They learn that feelings are messengers, not bosses. So what can you do? First, validate both children. When your older child is acting younger, they are telling you something important. They are saying, "I need to know I am still your baby too. I need reassurance that there is enough love for me." You can say something like, "I see you need some extra closeness right now. Come here, my love. Let me hold you." When you meet that need directly, the regressive behavior often melts away because the underlying need has been filled. Second, create special one-on-one time with your older child. Even 10 minutes of focused attention, where they get to be the only one, can fill their cup in powerful ways. During this time, let them lead. Let them feel big and capable and special. Third, teach them about feelings as information. You can say, "I notice you are feeling jealous when your sister gets attention. Jealousy is your heart telling you that you want to feel special too. That feeling is giving you information. What should we do with that information? Should we be unkind, or should we ask for what we need?" This teaches them that feelings are not bad and that they have choices about how to respond. Fourth, celebrate moments of kindness between siblings. When you catch your older child being gentle or helpful, name it. "You were so kind to your brother just now. Did you see how happy that made him?" You are learning to share love, and that is beautiful. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I created specifically to help with this. It's called The Harmony Makers of Echo Stone, and it is about two friends, Ethan and Sophia, who discover a magical amphitheater where sounds create visible music sprites. At first, when they feel jealous of each other's musical gifts, the echoes clash and create discord. But when they learn to share their gifts and work together, they create the most beautiful harmony. This story shows children something powerful. It shows them that jealousy is a feeling that gives us information, and that we can choose to create harmony instead of discord. After you read this story together, you can talk about it. You can say, "Remember how Ethan and Sophia learned that working together made better music than competing? I wonder if we can create harmony in our family too." You can even create a little ritual. When you notice jealousy arising, you can say, "I hear some clashing sounds. Should we make harmony instead?" This gives your child a concrete way to shift from competition to cooperation, just like the characters in the story. Here is what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Sibling jealousy and regression are not signs that something is wrong. They are signs that your child is learning, growing, and figuring out how relationships work. Your older child is not being mean. They are learning how to share love, attention, and space. And that learning takes time, patience, and lots of practice. You are not failing when your children struggle with each other. You are witnessing development in action. Every moment of jealousy is an opportunity to teach empathy. Every regressive behavior is a chance to offer reassurance. Every conflict is a laboratory for learning conflict resolution. The magic book reminds me that sibling relationships are some of the longest relationships we will ever have. The skills your children are learning right now, how to share, how to manage jealousy, how to repair after conflict, these are skills they will use for their entire lives. You are not just managing today. You are building the foundation for a lifetime of connection. So be gentle with yourself. Be patient with your children. Offer lots of connection, lots of validation, and lots of love. Read stories like The Harmony Makers of Echo Stone that show children how to navigate these big feelings. And remember, you are doing beautifully. Your children are learning. And the Magic Book and I are always here to support you. Find The Harmony Makers of Echo Stone and many more stories in the Book of Inara app. Until our next adventure together, wonderful parent, with love and starlight, Inara.